Three coal miners, including one from West Virginia, died this past weekend. Since the federal government shut down last week, communication with the Mine Safety and Health Administration is limited. MSHA did issue a news release yesterday, however, to urge mine operators to follow regulations and ensure safe practices, and to remind miners to report workplace hazards. As Jessica Lilly reports, MSHA is operating with less than half the staff, and one mine safety advocate worries the shutdown will only further clog the system.
A letter from the Department of Labor indicates that MSHA is operating with less than 1,000 employees, less than half the full staff. The shutdown has cut back the number of mine inspectors, those working at the mining academy, and field offices where specialists evaluate ventilation and roof control plans. Sam Petsunk is with the nonprofit organization Mountain State Justice. He's directing a new project called the Miner Safety and Health Project. Petsunk grew up in Morgantown and was working for the late Senator Robert C. Byrd when 29 men died at the Upper Big Branch disaster. Petsunk says the disaster was a wake-up call to action.
The federal system had failed to prevent that disaster, and I recognize that unless there is real-time information provided by miners to mining companies and to the state and federal regulators, the system can't identify and stop this sort of challenges that mines encounter.
In 2010, the late Senator Byrd secured more than $22 million to help federal officials deal with the mine safety appeals backlog. While MSHA has made progress, Petsunk points out that even with full staff, it's tough to keep up.
MSHA has an immense amount of work to do. They do it well, but this type of cutback, were it to last for any amount of time, would threaten the progress that we've made on mine safety in this country.
Federal law requires underground mines to be inspected four times a year, while surface mines are required to have at least two inspections per year. According to a letter from Assistant Secretary Joe Main, the limited staff has cut back on routine inspections. It appears that staff is limited to work on inspections of targeted mines, investigations of accidents, miners' complaints, mine sample analysis, building securities, information technology support, mine safety plan approvals, and mine emergency readiness. This concerns Petsunk.
The shutdown may jeopardize this type of critical oversight and enforcement activity. I'm not suggesting there's any emergency that should alarm miners or their families. But unfortunately, during a lull in oversight, some operators have in the past been tempted to make changes or shortcuts without proper third-party review and approval by MSHA.
MSHA investigations indicate that these types of activities have contributed to deaths in the past. MSHA has a layered approach to oversight, and with some of those layers missing, Petsunk worries that any progress in improving mine safety and culture will be jeopardized.
We have this complex system because this is a complex industry, and the checks and balances, when they're not in place, unfortunately, their oversights can arise, and unprincipled operators or unprincipled actors can try to take advantage, and the consequences of that could be tragic. It's something that we don't need to deal with. It's a risk that we don't need to incur.
On Friday, 62-year-old Roger R. King from Moundsville was killed after an accident at CONSOL Energy's McElroy Mine in Marshall County. He was employed as a longwall maintenance coordinator. King had 42 years of mining experience, with 17 years experience at McElroy Mine. Another underground miner died Saturday at the Petiki Mine in Illinois, while a third victim died at the Bridger Coal Surface Mine in Wyoming. MSHA Chief Joe Main says this is the first time in 10 years that the mining industry has suffered three deaths 3 days in a row. Meanwhile, the annual TRAMS, or Training Resources Applied to Mining Conference, is scheduled for next week in Beaver. But that's not likely to happen if the shutdown continues. Safety professionals from around the country typically attend the TRAM conference. Petsunk says despite the shutdown and short staff, miners would do well to remember that they still have the right to refuse and report unsafe conditions.
During the shutdown, the message to miners is the same as it always is. The system will not work without your active involvement. Keep your eyes open. File complaints. Participate in the system. The Mine Act is intended to work only with your support. And it's critical during the shutdown, as it always is, perhaps even more so.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jessica Lilly in Athens.
And the other mine fatalities that occurred across the country last week. In Illinois, a miner died when a golf cart flipped and pinned him. In Wyoming, a bulldozer driver went over a 150-foot high wall.